Temperatures are climbing, and so are chances for showers. See new model runs for when to expect bands of rain over the weekend.
Then 121 pounds of marijuana intercepted, and the police crackdown at RDU caught on camera.
And the guy in the blue jumpsuit is on the ground, tackled with his suitcases.
What we learned in court about the three men arrested.
For the first time ever, the Rocky Mount Police Department will have an office inside the train station in downtown Rocky Mount. Coming up, why travelers we spoke with say it's going to increase their comfort when coming through this station.
Right now at 7, this system pushing into our area is increasing rain chances for your Super Bowl weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Ashley Rowe.
And I'm Dan Haggerty. Good news is it's going to be a whole lot warmer than it's been the last several days. Meteorologist Kat Campbell in the WRAL Severe Weather Center timing out these showers over the next 72 hours, Kat.
And, you know, spring lovers rejoice. You will have some dry hours to get outside and enjoy the warm temperatures. 74 tomorrow, 66 Sunday. Sunday features the higher rain chances of the 2 days, but neither will be a total washout. We're likely to remain mostly dry through lunchtime tomorrow. We have a 40% chance of some scattered showers during the evening, and that chance will begin to climb tomorrow night. The best chance tomorrow for rain looks like it's going to be in the northern part of our viewing area. That will be closer to the cold front itself. Through lunchtime, you can see it's dry, some actual breaks in the clouds expected. And then as we get toward 5, 6 o'clock, we could see some of these scattered showers moving in. It'll be spotty, likely on the lighter side. Overnight into Sunday, though, we see the rain filling back in, and there could be a few pockets of heavier rain with this round of rain that passes through the area on Sunday. And of course, we have the Super Bowl Sunday evening, so I think it's a good day to stay inside to watch the game anyway. But we're going to have a closer look at Monday coming up, and Monday is when we're going to see the heaviest round of rain from this stalled front.
All right, we'll check back in. Kat, thank you so much. And make sure to download that WRAL News app and weather app. Stay connected on any of the updates for this weekend forecast. You can download it for free wherever you get your apps.
Dan, we have to bring our viewers into the WRAL Live Center for some breaking news. And this is especially important for parents in Durham. We are learning from the school district of a possible cancellation of school next Monday. Now, the district is saying they hope it's not the case, but they are alerting the families of this happening. And this is because of an additional call out by transportation support staff, we're being told. Now, they say this does not include their bus drivers, but they cannot operate the buses without mechanics and transportation supervisors. Of course, we saw today school was canceled for students, and now there's a potential of this happening again. This all stemming from the fallout that we saw regarding pay issues with the district. We also saw, obviously, the CFO resign. We saw the superintendent resign. We just got another interim superintendent, Katie Moore. So the story just continues to develop. But again, possible cancellation for Monday. WRAL News is going to stay with this story. We are going to stay in contact with the district. And as soon as we have a solidified answer, whether students need to be taken to school or not by their parents or another ride, we will bring it here live on WRAL News.
Interesting that even after all of those personnel changes, these protests are still happening. Mm-hmm. All right, Chris. Three men arrested at RDU accused of trafficking more than 120 pounds of marijuana through the airport made their first appearance in court today. A woman captured the police takedown on her cell phone when she got caught up in the middle of the incident. And as WRAL's Shelley Jackson reports, the men were caught by a canine.
All three men appeared here at the Wake County Justice Center via video conferencing. They're all facing multiple felonies. Prosecutors say one of the men flew into RDU with the drugs. The other two met him at the airport. What they didn't know is that a canine had already alerted on the luggage. All three suspects, Brandon Brown, Anthony Cummings, and Austin Butler, making their first appearance today in a Wake County courtroom.
You have been charged with three felonies that each carry up to 51 months in prison if you were found guilty, sir, depending on your history.
This was the scene Thursday morning at RDU. Dozens of law enforcement agents waiting for a Delta flight from Las Vegas.
He's saying into his radio, execute, execute, execute. And 40 SWAT people and local law enforcement just come swarming around. I'm in the middle of this doorway.
Norman recognized one of the passengers from her flight and saw agents tackle him in baggage claim.
I look over and the guy in the blue jumpsuit is on the ground, tackled with his suitcases.
Prosecutors say Brown and Cummings arrived at RDU to pick up Butler, who flew in from Vegas. But a canine had alerted to marijuana in luggage, and law enforcement had been waiting at the airport since 2 a.m. Brown and Cummings fled and were caught. Bond has been set for Brown and Cummings at $100,000, $150,000 for Butler.
I guess Mr. Butler's the one that had the badge from LAS to RDU, and then the other two met him at RDU to help.
Norman saw the entire operation unfold while she was waiting for her Uber.
This all happened within 4 minutes of me waiting for my Uber. The entire arrest of two guys happened in 4 minutes. So it was so organized and professional.
Now, all three men are due back in court February 27th. Shelley Jackson, WRAL News, Raleigh.
And four different agencies responded to the incident: Homeland Security, RDU Police, Raleigh Police, and NC Highway Patrol.
The owner of a local illegal dog kennel operation appeared in court today. Cameras were not allowed inside, but WRAL reporters were. Anne Marie Green is facing 16 counts of animal cruelty. Six of those are felonies. She's accused of torturing several dogs and even killing one of them. The owners of that dog say that they're dealing with a mix of emotions after hearing her charges.
And I just think we need to make sure we take care of our pets, you know, and that we don't have facilities like, you know, Green Meadows kennels out there.
Green's family members did not want to speak to WRAL. Her next court date is scheduled for April 17th.
NC State faculty are considering whether to hold a vote against three university leaders over their handling of Poe Hall. Some employees have expressed concern about the lack of communication and transparency from the university after toxic chemicals were found inside Poe Hall. A faculty member called for a vote of no confidence against the chancellor, provost, and dean of the College of Education. But other faculty members have opposed that, saying the faculty should not rush to place blame. Faculty have until the end of the weekend to vote yes or no on whether to move forward with this vote of no confidence. For the first time ever, the Rocky Mount Police Department will have a full-time presence in the downtown train station. Renovations are nearly complete on an office space on the first floor that will house four officers. As WRAL's Heidi Kirk reports, some travelers say having a police presence will make them feel more comfortable when passing through Rocky Mount.
On a busy week, the Rocky Mount train station hosts hundreds of travelers, both on this platform and inside the station. Soon, these people will share the space with the Rocky Mount Police Department. A busy platform full of people crossing state lines. Soon, they'll be greeted by a police presence when they enter through the doors.
When you see the police badge, it brings a level of comfort and a sense of calmness.
Rocky Mount Chamber of Commerce President David Ferris has been working in the building for about 7 years. Ferris is thrilled to share the building with police.
I just think having that kind of presence is a game changer, potentially, for Rocky Mount.
The Rocky Mount Police Department says it's a $150,000 project that was motivated by a need for more workspaces for its officers. The added benefit, extra security for the people who come through.
It's an open facility and people can come in and out freely. And that may, you might have someone undesirable coming in and out of there freely.
Travelers WRAL spoke with say they've noticed the station can attract petty crime.
There was an incident this morning that I thought would be, that would work good for it because it was a little bit frightening.
The Rocky Mount Police Department says the train station will no longer use the previous security services. It expects to save the city over $1 million over the next 10 years by relying on officers present instead. The people who frequent this station are eager to come back with officers in the building. Heidi Kirk, WRAL News, Rocky Mount.
And the Rocky Mount Police Department says the renovations are about 80% complete now. The hope is to have police officers moved into the space in the next 3 months.
Wake County is looking to build some new libraries in some of the fastest growing communities. We're going to show you where exactly and how they could stack up on your taxes.
I'm Chris Lovengood in the WRAL Live Center with another breaking update that we have actually talked to the person who witnessed the aftermath of a plane crash in Florida. Again, two people died, and we know that there are three survivors of that plane. I want you real quick just to listen to my interview with him and what he witnessed as he was driving down the road.
You saw the people run from the plane after it crashed?
And then as we passed the actual wreckage, you could see people, I could see people leaving the plane, running away from the plane across the highway. and they turned out to be occupants of the plane. Unfortunately, it didn't look like anybody could survive that crash, let alone the three people that did it.
That was Joseph Robinson. He said he was headed up from Naples to Fort Myers, Florida, where he lives. We are still trying to learn a little bit more about this situation as the FAA investigates. But I can tell you, we now know that the plane had left Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, and was headed down to Florida.
Chris, thank you for that report. So moving on, you know, the season of political ads. Well, it's arrived. They're already popping up in your media feeds and on our air here at WREL. We've been getting a lot of questions about one specific ad that features WREL anchor Gerald Owens.
Mark Robinson suggested to a church congregation recently that God calls men, not women, to leadership positions.
Getting ready to get in trouble. Called to be led by men.
Robinson has a history of demeaning women and defending sexual predators.
So it's clearly one of those attack ads that we see. The video was created and paid for by a group of donors who support candidate Bill Graham. He's running against a field of different people, including Mark Robinson, to be the Republican nominee for governor. And it appears WREL has picked a side, according to that ad. But we haven't. You believe me, right? Need more convincing? Let's go in depth. I think we should start this with the PR statement. WREL News doesn't endorse any candidate, and we strive to treat everyone fairly and equally. And frankly, there's nothing we can do about videos like this. That snippet of Gerald was from a news story that ran in one of our newscasts. And under the fair use provisions of copyright law, it's, you know, well, it's fair to use. Look, I'm not good at PR statements. I'm better at speaking bluntly. So when it comes to political ads, to be blunt about it, they can do and say almost anything that they want. They're allowed to mislead you. In fact, many of them are designed to do just that. I have actually tackled this topic before. I met with an attorney whose job it is to review these types of ads before they're published. And here is what he told me about them.
Their strengths and weaknesses.
Would you say that people making these ads often try to push the language as far as they possibly can before breaking the law?
Well, of course, breaking the law is sort of a fuzzy term too, right? Because there's no statute that say, you know, thou shalt not lie. Maybe exaggeration is an appropriate way of saying something.
So can people flat out lie in these political ads?
Well, certainly they can, and they have.
So why can they lie? And furthermore, why do we put those lies on TV? Well, free speech. And because we have to, most of the time. Let me explain. See, there are two types of political ads. There are candidate ads, and then there are the issue ads or the PAC ads. Those are the ones that are paid for by those political groups with overly patriotic names. You know the type. Now, when it comes to the candidate ads, the rule is simple. We can't say no to those. They can say anything they want and we must air it. Anything. They could say their opponent is a werewolf who hunts cattle at night and we'd have to put it on TV. PAC ads are different though. We don't necessarily have to air those. And we have lawyers who look at them for legal issues. But as we just explained, those are almost non-existent. Now, if we sell airtime to one side, we do have to offer the equal airtime to the other side. We don't play favorites, and we don't limit free speech, which is why you see so many ads on our air, regardless of who pays for them. And those are the rules, except not entirely, because they actually differ between networks and cable stations. And for social media sites, you know, some sites like Twitter, they have censored people in the past on their own, and other sites, well, other sites don't. And to state it simply, it's just not regulated with one set of rules across the board.
The average person at home is going to hear that and go, wow, it sure feels like it should be, because we are making decisions about the future leaders of our state, for instance, and it's not based in fact.
Well, of course, then you get into, you know, censorship and the First Amendment, and I think we all believe, particularly these days, that the First Amendment is a really important right and the ability to criticize and contrast. I mean, one person's lie, which is not really a lie, is somebody else's truth.
I mean, is that If there is a line that sums up politics better than that last one, one person's lie, which is not really a lie, is somebody else's truth. It's both confusing and somewhat infuriating, and that's politics. If you want to hear from some of the candidates that we were talking about tonight, you can tune into On the Record tomorrow at 7 right here on WRAL. And if you have some questions about any of this stuff, please just let me know. Email dan@wral.com. If you've already emailed me, a lot of you have, and you're waiting for a reply, please be patient. I will get back to you. Our inbox fills up very, very quickly. We get tons of emails, and some of them inspire stories that take a lot of time to work on because we really care about what you're writing in and telling us. I read everything you send me, please be patient. Also, keep telling me what you're thinking. Keep those emails coming, and we'll continue to go in depth. Also, don't forget you can listen to all of my in-depth segments as a podcast. That picture, I look like an accountant. You can find WRAL In-Depth with Dan Haggerty in Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or on WRAL.com. Check it out.
Yeah, it really only takes about 5 minutes from turning on the TV to realize it is election season, right? And today is the deadline to get your voter registration in the mail for the upcoming primary election. But if you miss this one, you have one more option to be able to cast your ballot. North Carolina has what's called same-day registration during early voting. If you want to use that, you'll need to bring a photo ID and proof of your current address. Early voting starts next Thursday and runs through Saturday, March 2nd. Let's take a live look at downtown Raleigh on this Friday night as people start to head downtown. Maybe they're going out for dinner, having a good time with their friends. Meteorologist Kat Campbell, it's a nice night out there, Kat.
It's a nice night to be out and about for a Friday. Nice and warm. Temperatures reach the upper 50s to lower 60s. But look at tomorrow, 74 degrees tomorrow. You may be wondering, well, it's going to be mostly cloudy. We have a chance for rain. How do we get up to 74 with conditions like that? A warming southwest wind. Our southwest wind will be around 10 to 15 miles per hour. It's going to be pushing in all that warm air into the area. 74 is actually within a degree of the record high at RDU, and that record high was set just last year in 2023. Fayetteville, I don't quite think we'll get to the record high of 80, though, set back in 1939. Hour by hour tomorrow, you're seeing those warm temperatures. I know there are a lot of spring lovers out there who want to get outside and enjoy it. You'll have plenty of dry time to do so. Tomorrow morning through 3 p.m., there is only a 20% chance for rain. That chance, 30% by 4 or 5 o'clock, going up to 40% by dinner time tomorrow night. And I think the best chance will be in our northern counties. In Sanford right now, all is quiet. Not too many people out right now, but I think, you know, people are just finishing up dinner or in a restaurant eating right now. We got an isolated shower just north of Chapel Hill headed for Durham and a few more showers off to the west. So we do keep in a 20% chance for rain tonight. Most people aren't going to see the rain, but there will be a few spotty showers out there. By 11 o'clock, we hold pretty steady in the mid-50s thanks to the cloud cover that sticks with us overnight. So let's track these waves of rain. The issue here, this cold front stalls out this weekend. As it gets closer to us tomorrow evening, that's when we could see some of these scattered showers develop, but the front just gets stuck. It just kind of wavers back and forth throughout the weekend. And what that does, it acts like a highway. So we have these waves of low pressure, these waves of rain from the Gulf that track right along this front and into North Carolina. We'll see one of those waves of rain during the first part of the day Sunday. It's not a total washout Sunday, but there is a pretty good chance that you're going to pick up on some rain Sunday, and an even better chance as we head throughout the day on Monday, though Monday night we should begin to dry out. The winds are going to be picking up, though, behind this cold front. This is not one of those cold fronts that temperatures drop dramatically in a matter of 5 to 10 minutes, though. This is going to be a little bit more mild of a cooling trend behind it. I mean, compared to the 70s, it's drastically cooler, but, you know, mid to upper 50s, not too bad. We've got the 60s in the forecast for Sunday and Monday. As we get toward the middle of next week, we do begin to dry out. 58 degrees, dry weather for Valentine's Day under mostly sunny skies.
All right, Kat, thank you.
So it is Super Bowl weekend. It is here. Who do you think is going to take home that Lombardi Trophy? Well, the puppies are making their picks. We're going to show you who they picked coming up.
Wake County is looking to build new libraries and expand others to keep up with all this growth.
So that would happen through a library bond referendum, though, on the ballot in November. So you will decide if this happens. Right now, the county is proposing nearly $122 million in projects. Several libraries would get renovations. The Athens Drive and Wendell libraries would be replaced entirely. New libraries would be built in Friendship and Friendship Park, a part of Apex and the town of Rollsville. The county's goal is for everyone to have a library within a 10-minute drive.
It's been since 2007 that we've had a libraries bond. So virtually everyone in our public school system was not even alive when the first bond passed. So we need some updates to our buildings. We need to expand our facilities.
Wow, what a statistic there. So we won't know how much it will cost taxpayers until April or May. Of course, we will cover that here on WRAL. That's when the county commissioners will finalize the list of projects and the tax rate for the bond. Let's take a live look. Let's get out to Vegas, Allegiant Stadium. The place looks like a, I don't know, like a giant spaceship or something. I mean, it's a really cool place. But Super Bowl 58 right around the corner.
And today, puppies made their picks at the Wake County SPCA Pet Adoption Center. Take a look at these adorable pups. We've got Mary Shelley and Anna Rice. They're both betting on the 49ers to beat the Chiefs. Okay. WRAL's Brian Schrader was there for those puppy picks. I wonder if he put any extra treats in the San Francisco pool. The Wake SPCA says these sisters are both looking for homes. You can get more information about these cuties on their website.
You know what? You could go with the puppies. You could go against the puppies. I think it's a toss-up this year.
It is a toss-up.
It's going to be a good game.
Thanks for making WRAL your choice for local news.
Our next newscast is at 10 o'clock on Fox 50 and at 11 on WRAL. Have a great night and a great weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.